It's Friday, and we are on episode number 52 in A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. I'm your host, Chris Spade. Stay with us.
Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
And good morning, everybody. It's me. It's Chris Spain over at Keller Williams Realty. Thank you for joining me today. We've made it. It's Friday. We are here. We've made it to the end of the week, and that means many of you are going to be gearing up buying homes. I'm going to be doing an open house this weekend over in Talmadge. Head over to my Facebook page at Chris Spain Real Estate so you can find out exactly where I'm going to be. I want you to be able to take a look at the pictures, make sure the house interests you. I would love to meet some of my fans, so please, please, please come by. We'll be over on Altadena Avenue over in Talmadge from 1 to 3 on Saturday. Just follow the signs right from El Cajon Boulevard. All right, guys, what I wanted to talk to you about, speaking of open houses, is the benefits of doing an open house. Now, there are some drawbacks, and we'll go over that in another podcast, but I feel like I want to help you understand what are the benefits of doing an open house. Well, first and foremost, if you are living in the house, the big benefit to doing an open house is that you are going to be able to get a group full of people through your house all at one time, which means it's going to cut down on some of the showings. It's going to allow people to take that opportunity to get in your house, get through your house, and make sure it's a right fit for them, and not have to schedule these appointments back to back to back and have you be out of the house for many, many hours. This way, the open house, you know, typically I do mine from 1 to 3 on a Saturday. Other agents have different philosophies about when they do them. I typically like to keep it tight because I'm going to be honest with you. The reason I do them from 1 to 3 o'clock is because I know for a fact that 3 o'clock is never when I'm going to leave. People are going to still come in, and if I say that it goes until 3 o'clock, then that means I'll be out by 4 o'clock. So that's why we do it. So we always budget for that 3 hour window when we're doing open houses. So that's the first benefit. The second benefit is that it gives your home exposure to the market. And what I mean by that is it makes people feel like they're able to, it's a level of communication, if you will, for the seller and the buyer, because you're opening up your home and you're showcasing it in its best light. One of the other benefits to an open house is it allows buyers not to feel pressured. You know, they're very laid back. The majority of real estate professionals who host those, you know, they allow buyers to tour the home with little or no pressure. And what you want to do is you want to create that environment, that inviting environment that's going to allow people not to feel pressured. And if your home, for example, which I've shown plenty of properties where the seller's been home, it's been a little bit taxing because, you know, the seller is pointing out everything that they feel that is right with the house. And then sometimes they slip up and they tell you what's wrong with the house, which is a benefit to the buyer, but it's not so good for the seller. I even knew of one seller who really went into too much detail when they were there showing the property, not at an open house, and that really turned the potential buyers off. And we're talking about $1 million property at this point, so this is a big house with a big purchase and a lot of money. So they give the buyers the option to view the home without pressure of the realtor or the seller, and some, you know, like to analyze the home in detail without having any time constraint or pressure. Here's probably one of the things that I appreciate the most about open house, and that is the more exposure it gets, I feel like that's the faster it's going to sell. So I think by opening up your home, you're giving it a ton of exposure to the market. You're allowing people in to take a peek at that. That's going to allow for a quicker sale. Now, there are other factors that contribute to that quicker sale, and one of them is going to be a social media strategy, which I'm going to talk about in a podcast next week and talk about our digital social media strategy so you can completely understand that, because that's going to be really important to sell your house, because 95% of buyers start their buying process online. So that's going to be wildly important. So you want to make sure that the agent that you you've hired, if it's not me and you're not in San Diego, uses a digital social strategy in order to hire those buyers. So if you have any questions about selling your house with an open house or a digital marketing strategy, which we're actually going to talk about next week, feel free to give me a call, 619-818-2992, or on the web, alwayssunnynsd.com. And it's Friday, and if you're looking for something to do and you want to hang out with me tonight, I am going to be in Balboa Park for Food Truck Fridays. It happens every Friday. It started earlier this month, and Balboa Park brings together 8 to 12 food trucks, gourmet food trucks. They're at the Plaza de Panama, at the Prado Walkway. They're there on a rotating basis, so there's different food trucks. They serve everything from appetizers to desserts. And there's also a lot of other stuff going on at the park at night. You can go see a play at the Old Globe. I believe that they're going to have some music. There's a couple museums open a little bit later at night. Some music, you name it. Balboa Park is fun to do on a Friday night. Also, if you got a zoo pass, you know, the zoo nights, that's always rocking too. That's always a good time. If you get that, I believe the passes are about $100, but they're good for a year. I get my pass every year, so I've got a zoo pass, so I might even hit up the zoo and go check out some pandas tomorrow night as well. And if you're looking for something to do a little less expensive, the beach is always free, but remember, wear your sunblock because it is going to be toasty out there this weekend. I think that's where you're going to find me on Sunday. Don't forget about my open house in Talmadge on Altadena on Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock. Just drive down Elkhorn Boulevard. You'll see the signs on Altadena, and then just follow them down. I would love to meet some of you. And by the way, if you have any questions about real estate, please hit me up and let me know, because if you have the question, somebody else probably has the question too. And so, you know, let's make it a part of the podcast. Next week, we're going to be bringing on a tax expert. We're also going to be bringing on another financial planner. You know, I'm the president of the San Diego Quality Business Association, so I'm bringing on some of those members. But if you are a small business owner and would like to appear on the show, please let me know by reaching out to me at 619-818-2992. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great Friday. This one's short but sweet, but hey, it's Friday. That's the way we like things. Enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.